Quick call Oris. There's the scene in Michas Chinuch that smicha has to be done only by only the korban of an oshim. Noshim don't have smicha. Yisha p'tura d'chsi b'nei Yisrael v'nei b'nei Yisrael. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says that noshim is a miut that noshim don't do smicha. Toisvis asks the kasha in many places, and here we have the Ritva here printed on the last page. The Rishayim, different Rishayim are busy with the question, why do I need a miut of b'nei Yisrael samichim v'nei b'nei Yisrael to be menai that noshim don't do smicha? The klal that mitzvah seishas ban grama noshim p'tura is all mitzvah seishas ban grama, any mitzvah which is bound by time, noshim are not mechuyev. They don't have to shake a lulav, they don't have to blow a shofar, they don't have to do smicha, because smicha also has to be done only by day. So any mitzvah which is done by day, noshim are not mechuyev. So why do I need a miut to tell me that noshim don't do smicha? It's a mitzvah seishas ban grama. Tosfos says in one place doesn't have an answer, one place he does have an answer. The Ritva has a terror, it's a bit difficult to understand. He says, the Ikal of Meimra, the Chiyar Minon Mitzvah Shazman Grom, Anoshim Pturois, is only in the Mitzvah Shabachayva Lagamri. The Chimot Azman Chiyuve Lesagi Lolikiyar Minu. A Mitzvah Shabachayva Lagamri, that when the Zman of the Mitzvah comes, they have to be Mekayimit, and if you're not Mekayimit, there's no Mitzvah. But the mitzvah of smicha ain't on the chayva legamri. Smicha is to be machshir the carbon. If the person wants that his carbon should be kosher, lechatchila, right? Smicha is not ma'akiv. It's done in order to be machshir the carbon lechatchila. Men and women would be the same. The Turi Evan in Chagiga brings this ritva. He says very difficult to understand. He's not. What's the ritva's teretz? Because the Mahalach is saying the Ritva, I think the Emek Bracha goes along these lines, but basically this idea, that it would seem like the Ritva means to say there might be a difference in what type of mitzvah it is. A mitzvah that the entire mitzvah is the chiyuv. That's what the Indian of the mitzvah is. You have to shake a lulav. You have to blow a shofar. Mitzvah seishas ban grama. A woman is not mechuyev. Smicha is not just the mitzvah that the person who owns the carbon has a mitzvah to do smicha. The mitzvah, someone brings a carbon, is it just like he has to shake a lulav? He's got to do smicha on his carbon. The inyan of smicha, really, the shoyrish of the mitzvah is the carbon. The carbon, in order for the carbon to be kosher, the carbon, in order to have its hechsher, needs that it should have a smicha. Not my mitzvah to go do a smicha on my carbon. The carbon, in order to properly be kosher, has to have smicha. The person who owns the carbon is basically the hand which accomplishes that. The mitzvah, it's true, there is a mitzvah on the person, but the mitzvah is basically to shteltzu to the carbon, that the carbon should have what it needs. The carbon, in order to be kosher, needs smicha. So, you've got to go and do what the carbon needs. Such a type of a thing, there's no din of mitzvah shas ban grama. You can say, in other words, in a different nusach, that a mitzvah, that if you pater the person from the mitzvah, then the mitzvah doesn't, there's no mitzvah, finished. If I'm not mechuyev to go shake the lulav, so I'm patur, there's no mitzvah at all. So what happens? There's absolutely no lulav whatsoever. Smicha, what are you going to say? The person in the isha is not mechuyev to go do smicha, but the carbon needs the smicha. The carbon to be kosher needs the smicha. There you can't patur the isha. What are you going to go patur the isha? But the carbon still needs the smicha. The carbon, in order to be kosher, has to have that smicha done. There we don't say the rule of mitzvah seishas ban grama, noshim mapturas. That's what Mahalach is saying in the Ritva. Question is, if that's the Ritva's teretz, if I'm not mistaken, the Emek Bracha says, well, why didn't Tosfos hold this answer? What answer? You can say a chilek. These type of mitzvahs, where it's really generated from the carbon, there noshim are not. There's no ptur of mitzvah shas man grama. Why didn't Tosfos like that answer? So maybe think of a Mahalach. Tosfos and Menachos discusses why you need a miut of a. The Gemara says that a goy, there's a miut that a goy is not samech on his carbon. B'nei Yisrael samechin v'lo ebegecham samechin. Tosfos has a kasha why doing another miut to say that the carbon of a goy, karbonoi v'loi carbon akum, that a carbon of a goy doesn't need smicha. Why do I need another miut that a carbon of a goy doesn't need smicha? If there's a miut of Bnei Yisrael Semchin and not a goy, so I know a goy can't do smicha. Why do I need a special miut that the carbon of a goy doesn't need smicha? So Tosfos says, because if I just would say a miut that a goy doesn't do smicha, okay, the goy doesn't do smicha, so let somebody else do it for him. Let someone else do the smicha. And Tosfos brings a raya that when the person can't do the smicha, then somebody else can do it for him. This is a difficult Tosfos, but let's put that on the side. But Tosfos says that what would happen is a goy can't do smicha, somebody else will do it for him. I need a special miut to tell me that the carbon of a goy doesn't have smicha, and therefore, even though somebody else can do it, nobody does it. There's no smicha altogether. The Dvar of Rome explains what Tosfos means to say is that if you just tell me the goy doesn't do smicha, okay, the goy can't do smicha. But if the carbon needs smicha, because the carbon generates the smicha, the carbon has to have the smicha done, let somebody else do it. The extra miut tells me a miut in the carbon, that the carbon itself doesn't need the smicha. Not only the goy doesn't do smicha, the carbon of a goy, if there's a miut in the carbon doesn't need the smicha done. This is a very interesting nafkamina. Let's say a goy was mafresh a carbon, and then he became a ger. Then he became a ger. So now, if the whole din would be that a goy doesn't do smicha, now he's a yid. He became a ger. So let the yid do, now he's, as a yid, let him do smicha. But since there's a miut that the carbon of a goy doesn't need smicha, the carbon doesn't change. The carbon is the carbon that he was a mafresh when he was a goy, and has even different halachas, the carbon of a goy. The carbon of a goy is the carbon that he was mafresh as a goy. That carbon is not mechayiv smicha. So even though now he's a yid, the carbon doesn't need smicha. That's this place. The question is like this. Very good. But now that I have a miut that the carbon of a goy doesn't need smicha, so why do I need the other miut, the first miut, that Bnei Yisrael Samchin, and a goy doesn't do smicha? I already know that the carbon of a goy is nismai from smicha, so why do I need a miut to say that the goy doesn't do smicha, Bnei Yisrael Valayakum? If the carbon is not mechayiv smicha, why do I need a miut that the goy doesn't do smicha? So it could be that the pshat is like this. There's a Ragat Shavar. The Ragat Shavar says, in every smicha, really, there's two things. One, that the carbon needs smicha. The carbon, like we said from the Ritva, that the Ritva is shot in Mitzvah Shazman Grama. The carbon, in order for its hechsher, the carbon needs smicha. Besides for that, there's a mitzvah on the Bailim. Somebody brings a carbon, has his own mitzvah like the Sheikh Alulav. He has a mitzvah, he's got to go and do smicha on his carbon. Two things. And he brings a riot to that from Harashi and Eirvin, which the Mechas Chinuch brings, who holds you make a bracha on smicha. So why do you need a special bracha on smicha? Make a bracha on bringing the carbon, that's enough. The Rav Shittas hold you make a bracha on every single thing, but not everybody holds like that. Why do you need a bracha on smicha? So he says, because smicha is not only a part of the carbon, and you make it's nichlal in the bracha that you make on the avodas of the carbon. There's a mitzvah of the bailim to go make smicha. Just like there's the shake a lulav, you got to make a smicha on your carbon. So there's both things. Manela, that can be shat in Taisis and Menachas. But Taisis, the reason why you need two miyutin by goy, one miut, even though you know that the carbon doesn't need smicha, but there may be in a mitzvah, besides the carbon needing smicha, there's a mitzvah that the owner of the carbon has got to make a smicha. Even if the carbon didn't need a smicha for its hechsher. So I need a miut, and that's like this din, the Ragat Shavar's other din. There's a mitzvah, the bailim of carbon has got to make smicha. So I need a miut that he doesn't have to make smicha. There's two miutim for those two dinim. There's one din that somebody, every owner of a carbon has got to make a smicha, just like you got to shake a lulav. There's a miut to go say a goy doesn't have that mitzvah. There's another din that the carbon needs smicha done, and that with a miut that a carbon of a goy doesn't need smicha. Those are the two miutim. Tois continues and he says, how come by Noshim we don't need two miutim? Noshim we only have one miut to go say B'nai Yisrael Saimchin and not B'nai Yisrael, that women don't do smicha. Why don't I need a second miut just like I do by a goy? So let's take the one terrace of Tois and say, Echanami, there is a miut. There is a miut, the place doesn't bring what it is, but there's a miut to say that the carbon of a Noshim don't need smicha either. So Noshim and Goyim both have two miutim, one to say the carbon doesn't need smicha, one to say that the Bailim don't have a chiyuv to make the smicha. So now let's go back to Tosfos Kasha in Kiddushin. Tosfos asked the Kasha in Kiddushin and other places, why do I need a miut to go say B'nai Yisrael V'loi B'nai Yisrael? That women don't do smicha, there's no mitzvah for women to do smicha. It's a mitzvah Shazman Grama, and I should know that there's no smicha because of mitzvah Shazman Grama. So the Ritva had a teretz. What was the Ritva's teretz on that? The Ritva has a teretz that, no, because since the smicha is generated from the carbon, the shoyrish of the smicha is the carbon. That the carbon needs smicha to be done. When the carbon needs smicha to be done, and memela, the bailim are mechuyiv, that type of a mitzvah doesn't have a ptur, a mitzvah says man grama. So the question was, why didn't Taisa say that teretz? Gevaldige teretz. Why didn't Taisa say that teretz? But lefi what we said, the pshat is very good. Because the drasha the Gemara brings in Kiddushin is the drasha of Bnei Yisrael, Soimchin, V'loi Bnei Yisrael. That's the drasha, that's not talking about the carbon, that's the drasha, the way the Rabbi Chava explains, to tell me that there's a mitzvah that the Bailim have to go make smicha under carbon. Just like there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav, and that we say a miut, that women don't have that mitzvah. We're not talking about the miut, that the carbon doesn't need, a carbon of an isha doesn't need smicha. That's a different miut. We're not talking about that miut. We're talking about the mitzvah that there's a bailim have to make a smicha on his carbon, and there's a miut that if the bailim is a isha, she doesn't have a mitzvah to make the smicha. Just like she doesn't have to shake a lulav, she doesn't have to make smicha. So, in fact, that's a very good question. Why do I need a miut? Typically, it's a mitzvah shel zman grama. So, what's the Ritva's answer? No, the reason why there wouldn't be a mitzvah shel zman grama is because here the carbon is generating the smicha. That's a different din. The din that the carbon generates the smicha has its own miut, that a carbon of the isha doesn't mechayiv smicha. There's a different din that we're talking about, that it has a bialim of a carbon, you gotta make a smicha. And isha does not mechayiv to go make the smicha. That I should know, because it's tape it's isha's mangrama. So that could be why Taisus held asked this question, and didn't accept the Ritva's teretz. One thing we can just add, interesting thing. What would happen if the shayla nachroinim? Let's say you have a, the Bichas Chinuch right here speaks about it a little bit. Let's say a somebody dies, a man had a carbon, dies, and his daughter yarshes the carbon. Or the other way around. A woman was mafresh a carbon and died, and a son yarshed the carbon. So let's take for a second, if the man died, and a daughter yarshed the carbon. Now the carbon is the carbon of a man. It's not a carbon of a woman. So mitzad the carbon of a man, needs smicha. But now the isha is the one who's the one who would be saved. Allah has the yerush makes smicha. So the one who would be doing the smicha is the isha. Is she going to make the smicha? So Michas Chinuch here says he feels that it's pashit. He says that Isha Shiyarsha Karban Me'avia, even though that the carbon was Mutal the Mitzvah Smicha, but now Isha ain't about Smicha, she won't make a Smicha. That's Michas Kinuch holds. According to what we said, it's not so simple. Because the carbon is not a carbon of the Isha. The carbon is really the carbon of the Ish. So the carbon of the Ish needs Smicha. Now, an Isha doesn't have the mitzvah of smicha the way the Raga Chavra learns, like the mitzvah, every bailim of a carbon has a mitzvah, you gotta go make smicha on your carbon. She doesn't have that mitzvah. But the carbon needs a smicha. Now if the carbon needs a smicha, if the isha now is the one who's responsible to do that smicha the carbon needs, we don't have a miut on that. We have a miut that the carbon of the isha doesn't need smicha, but it's not a carbon of the isha, because it's really the carbon of a man. And we have a different din, that there's a miut of the mitzvah of the bailim making smicha, that Isha, if she's the bailim, she doesn't have the mitzvah to make a smicha. So maybe that she won't have. The Isha won't have the mitzvah of a bailim to go make smicha. But maybe she'll be mechuyiv to go and do the smicha of the carbon. And I saw the Rugged Shover. It's a bit of an arichis, and he's very, very bekitzer, but he says that. He says it is a girsa in Gemara and Chulin that says that Isha makes smicha. It's a difficult girsa. And he says the pshat and the Isha making smicha is in such a case. A case where the Isha will yarshin a carbon from her father, she's going to make a smicha because she's got to do the smicha of the carbon. There's an interesting din that comes out. There's one other hechitimtza, one other pasuk. That's a really different thing. One of the interesting, that we have two psukim. We have the miut of Bnei Yisrael, Seimchin, Voloi Bnei Yisrael, which tells us, let's say, the way we're saying that Isha doesn't have the mitzvah of doing smich on her carbon. There's another din that Taisa says there's a miut that a carbon of Isha doesn't need smicha. There's a third pasuk The Gemara Menachas Daf Tzadi Gimel brings a pasuk of Yodoy Velo Yad Ishtoy, that somebody who has somebody, a man who brings a carbon, he's got to do the smicha himself and not his wife. It says there that his Eved can't do the smicha. The Bichaschina brings there that the Shliach can't do the smicha and the wife can't do a smicha. So Tosfos asks over there also, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk that the ishtoy doesn't do smicha? We have a drasha b'nei Yisrael saynchin v'loy b'nei Yisrael. V'loy b'nei Yisrael, the b'nei Yisrael don't do smicha. And Tosfos answers, because I would say, since ishtoy kegufay, therefore it's different. Ishtoy kegufay, so she would do the smicha, she's just like the husband. They were saying it would mean like this. Einachanami, the miut of Bnei Yisrael, Seimche v'loi Bnei Yisrael, is a miut that Isha doesn't have the mitzvah to do smicha as owner of a carbon. She's not mechuyev to go do smicha. True. She has no mitzvah to go do smicha, but here it's not her mitzvah. It's not her mitzvah, it's the husband's mitzvah. The husband has a mitzvah to go do smicha on his carbon. The husband's carbon needs smicha. She is just representing her husband in doing the smicha. Now, that could have been done. There's no miut on that. And there's no halacha that the smicha of an isha is not a smicha. There's no such din. In all the psukim, there's no halacha that an isha who does smicha, that's not smicha. If that would be the case, ishta kegufa wouldn't help you for that. Ishta kegufa doesn't turn her into a man. She's still a lady. Ishta kegufa could tell you that if the husband's the owner of the carbon, and you need the owner to do the smicha, ishta kegufa, so she's also like the owner of the carbon, but she's still a lady. But there's no halacha that the lady's smicha is not a smicha. It's either that her carbon doesn't need smicha, or she doesn't have a mitzvah as a bialim. Here it's the husband's carbon, and it's his mitzvah. She would just be doing the smicha for him. So the din would have been that she could do it, and she could do his smicha. And that is a miut, and no, you need the person himself, and nobody else can do it, can do the smicha for them.
Okay, next week, 10 o'clock.